Zeh HaDavar. This is the way it's supposed to be, like it says in the Torah. Then the Parshat says that a Baal has to say Muflecha. And say it in the other way. Chacham Matir V'yein Baal Matir. Zeh HaDavar, the what? Zeh HaDavar, the Chacham Matir V'yein Baal Matir. That only a Chacham, he could be Matir Nedarim by the Lashon of Mutalecha, but a husband of Baal cannot be Matir Nedarim with Lashon of Matalecha. The husband has to say Muflecha. Tanya Iduch, we learned a little bit different. Another Bryce says like this. Again, the same drasha, Zeh HaDavar, the Pasuk in Parshas of Nedarim, it says, Zeh HaDavar, this is the way you're supposed to say it, that we darshin Baal Mefer V'ein Chocha Mefer. That a husband, when he's master of his wife's Nedarim, he could tell his wife, Muflecha, Muflecha, but not a Chocham. When a Chocham is there to be master Nedarim, he can't say the word Muflecha. He has to say Matalecha. But Muflecha doesn't help at Tam Chocham. Tan Yiddich, we went to another place. Because really in Svar, I would have thought not like that. Sheyochel, I would have thought. Uma Baal, Shein Matir. Mefer, Madrich, the husband. That he doesn't have the power to be Matir in the Dorim. He can't tell his wife, Mutalecha. Mefer, but the husband could be Mefer's wife in the Dorim. If so, I would have thought to say that Chochem, a Talmud Chochem, Shematir, that he does have the power to be Matir in the Dorim. Is Eina Din, isn't it a Svara Shemefer? That maybe Talmud Chochem should also be able to say the word Meifelucho, Meifelucho, maybe. On this we dash, you know, Talmud Loma, the Pasuk says, Zeh HaDavar. The Pasuk says, this is the way it's supposed to be said. What does Zeh HaDavar mean? That Baal Meifer, when a husband wants to be Matir, his wife's Nedarim, he has to use the Lashon of Meifelucho. V'yein Chocha Meifer. But when the Talmud Chochem is Matir Nedarim, he can't use the Lashon of Meifelucho. That's a Lashon of a Baal, not a Lashon of a Chochem. A Chochem has to say Matalucho. Now, Nemakan Zeh HaDavar, it says in the Parsha of Nedarim, Zeh HaDavar. For Nemalahalan, it says in the Parsha of Shchut Echutz, Zeh HaDavar, it says also in the Parsha of Shchut Echutz. Now when you have Karbonos, you're only supposed to shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, and not outside. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't shecht Karbonos. That's the Parsha of Shchut Echutz. You're not allowed to shecht the Korbin, Chutz. So it says over there also, Zeh HaDavar. So the Zeh HaDavar, the Adavar Nemal Halan, Zeh HaDavar, B'Shchut Echutz. Ma B'Shchut Echutz, just like in the Parsha of Shchut Echutz, Aaron Ubonov, V'chol Yisrael, there Shchut Echutz, the Alocha, not to shecht the Korbin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, was said to Aaron, to his children, and to Chol Yisrael. And the Ran says, Doksib Bereshi, Pasha says at the beginning of that Pasha, Dabar El Aaron, V'Yal Bono, V'Yal Kol, V'nei Yisrael, She'er Kulan, Shofim Bo, they're all equal. So Mela, that's what it says by Shchut Echutz. Is this what Darshan the Gemara says, Af Pashas Nedarim, Aaron, Obono, V'Chol Yisrael. Ruadin, when they learned the Pasha of Nedarim, also it was said to Aaron, to his children, and Kol Yisrael. What does that mean? The Kulan Sharon the Ran says, Lahat Teresa Neder, that they're all kosher to be matter the Neder. Aaron, his children, and Kol Yisrael, anybody could be matter the Dorim. Now, Uma Kan Roshei HaMatis, just like over here by Nedarim, the Pasuk says, Roshei HaMatis, the Parsha Nedarim, the beginning of Parsha's Matis, which says Roshei HaMatis, is Aflahalan, the same thing there over there by Shchut Echutz, there is an Indian to use Roshei HaMatis. We'll soon explain what does it mean. But that just like by Parshas Nedarim, the Pasuk says, Roshei HaMatos, that there's something special about a Rosh HaMatos, which means a Talmud Chochem, a Chochem, the same thing by Shchut Echutz, there is a special halacha of Roshei HaMatos. We'll soon see what that means. Now the Gemara says, the Parshas Nedarim Mahilchasa, what does it mean in the Parsha of Nedarim, it says Roshei HaMatos? For what purpose do we have to have Roshei HaMatos by Parshas of Nedarim? Omar, or if I can't, not Rosh HaMatis, Tam, after Zeh HaDavar. We're making a hekish now that it says Zeh HaDavar by Shchut Echutz, and it says Zeh HaDavar by Parshas Nedarim. Just like Shchut Echutz, it says Aaron, Obono, V'chol Yisrael. So the same way, it's as if in the Parshas Nedarim also it says Kol Yisrael. And the opposite, just like by Parshas Nedarim, it says Rosh HaMatis, which is Mashm, only the head of the Mata, only the head. Who again, there is a special locha by Shchut Echutz, only the head. So now we want to know by Parshas Nedarim, what's this hekish that it says by Shchut Echutz? Aaron, Uvonov, Uvachol Yisrael, what does it mean by Nadarim also you have Kol Yisrael? And which way is Kol Yisrael by Nadarim also? This the Gemara says, Omar Rabacher by Yaakov, Lahachshir Shloisha Hedyotis. Comes to teach us what? That Shloisha Hedyotis is also good to be Matan Nadarim. You don't only have to have a Chochem, a Mumcha, don't only have to have a special Talmud Chochem, but any Bezdin of three regular people could also be a Bezdin to be Matan Nadarim. That's this Roshan. So Ran says that High Hedyotis, that's what it says a normal person here, the Yamri Loi Kula judge, it doesn't mean anybody is Ksherim to be Matan Adorim. Elahano Dechim is Savri Lo Mio Savri. It has to be people that when we ask them questions, they could understand, or if we tell them a Svarin, Halacha, they understand it. Can have seen the Perakav in Adorim. Yeah. Now the Moskash, I, for Roshay HaMatis Ksiv. So what are you telling me now that Zehav Dover teaches us? That just like by Shchutei Chutzit applies to Aaron Abon of Achol Yisrael, the same thing the Pashas of Nedorim applies to Kol Yisrael. Any three people could be Matan Nedorim. The question is, in the Pasha of Nedorim it says clearly, for Roshay HaMatis Ksiv. It's mashma only the head of a Matah could do it, and not somebody else. And the Gemara, Rab Chizdo, Vitei Merab Yechonon, Biyochid Mumcha. You know, there's no stira. Both drushas are emes. If you have a yochid, one person at the Talmud Chacham Mumcha that knows the lachas very well, that's the pasha of Rosh Hayamatis. He himself could be Matan Adorim himself. But if you don't have the yochid Mumcha, then you have to come on to a regular bezdin. The regular bezdin could be even at Yaitis. That's the drusha from Zeh Adavah, from Shchut Echutz. Even Kol Yisrael could also do it. The Ran says, Five a Rosh Matas Ksiv Umashma Vladjetis Loi. In the Parashim Nadorim, it's Mashma only the head of the Matois and not regular people. So that we say that's Rosh of only Rosh Matois, that means the Yochid Mumcha. The Chivon Xerishova Marbi Adjetis. You know, to answer both Roshes. The Xerishova teaches us even a regular person can be Matan Nadorim. For Rosh HaMatois Mimaitolu. But in the Pasha of the Dorm, it says the word Rosh HaMatas, which is Mashma, not regular people. Is how do we have both Roshes? Is our Korchach Islu L'Kiyum Metavayah, we have told from both of them. That Rosh HaMatas B'yochit, means if you want to use a single person, he has to be a Mumcha, a special Talmud Chacham. That Yaitis B'Shloisha, for the regular people, then you need three people. That's how we have it. Right. Now the Gemara says, Rosh HaMatas B'Shutei Chutz L'Mai Hilchasa. So from this Hekish now we say, just like it says Rosh HaMatis by the Pasha of Nedorim, it means it also by Shchut Echutz. But the Mogul Mayikasa, what special halacha do you have by the Rosh HaMatis for the halacha of Shchut Echutz? Shchut Echutz is a lav, that you're not allowed to take a korban and shecht it outside the base of Migdish. So that applies to Kol Yisrael. What's special about Rosh HaMatis? Omer Rav Sheshis, Loima means to teach us like this, that Shiyesh Shailah Behegdish, that you can be shoyul by kavonas by hegdish. That's what it means to say. In other words, there is a pasha of Rosh HaMatos by the pasha of Shchut Echutz. What is Shchut Echutz? You have this korban that you have it outside the Beis Hamikdash and you shecht it. So you're over a lav hater where you shecht the kavonas outside the Beis Hamikdash. But there's an eitzah. You know what you could do though? After you did the avera, if you want to make it no more avera, the shoyul anigroi. How did you make this korban a korban first? You said Beloshin, you took this animal and said, Harezu Korban Oila, you are Makdashit. That's Duch Yadiba, that's like a nether. So we hold that you could be Mati, you could be Shul, you could take off the nether of the Kochim. So you could be Mati or this nether. So there's the Negei of the Pasha of Rosh HaMatos. That if you go to a Chochem Mumcha, one person by himself, if he's a big Talmud Chochem, he could take off the Hegdish, the Kedusha from this Korban. And when a Chochem is matter the nether, he's matter with Lamafreya, he takes off the nether from the beginning. So it comes out at the time when you shechted this carbon, it wasn't a carbon, it was a regular animal. So there is a way in the pasture of Shchut Echutz to take away the Avera, to be shoyel, to be matter the nether. So once there's a din of Atoros Nedorim by Kavanas, now it's good why it says Rosh HaMatos. Because it means to teach us that you don't only need three people, but if you have one Yochid Mumche, he could also do it. Another Ran says, Learn the Shem Hegdish Behema, Vishachat Tabachutz, V'yachakach nishal aleha is potter. You potter from the avera. The chivon sheyesh shaila behegdish, since you could be matter your korban, is kiyul lo hegdish miyelam. Tell me, it's as if you never had a hegdish. The chacham oiker hanedim mikaroi. Because when a chacham is matter and neder, here also when his matter takes off the kedusha from this animal, from this korban, it's as if it was never a korban. So it comes out that when you shechted it last week, you were shechting your own private animal, that's mutter. That's the chiddush of Rosh Yamatis by the Pasha. This the Gemara says, but that's the machlokes, if the shayla behegdish or not. For the Gemara of Le Beishamai, the Omar ain't shayla behegdish, but Beishamai shitras know when you matish something, you can't take off the hegdish. There's no way to be oiker something that's hegdish. He doesn't know you could be matir hegdish. If so, Rosh Yamatis, the Eskrib, the Shkut Echutz, the Mahirasa. Then according to Beishamai, it's a kasha. Beishamai holds once you maktish an animal, that animal has to stay hegdish. There's no way to take off the kedusha. Since so, when you shecht it, you're over the avera. There's no way to take it away. So there's no way to be mak to take off the kedusha. So then for what purpose does it say Rosh Yamatis? Why Shkut Echutz? There's no special loch of a chacha mumcha. Any person that does the avera, shechts bachutz is chayiv. What's special about Rosh Yamatis? The one says, "L'beishamai di amri ein shayla behegdish." Bereish parent beishamai. Next mesechta mitzvah will have by Nazir that beishamai holds to hegdish toyes hegdish. If somebody is makdis something and he made a mistake about it, so what? Still it's hegdish. That's beishamai shita. The chivon shekain, since beishamai holds like that, even though you made a mistake when you said it, but if you said this thing should be hegdish, it remains hegdish. His soul of Beishamai ain't shayla behegdish. According to Beishamai, you can't be shayla, you can't be matar hegdish. Why? Because when a chacham is matar and neder, how is he matar it? The shayla lo mahan yelim mishum, to ever the neder can neder betoys. The old thought of a chacham is matar in the dorm, that the chacham is oikim means if you tell the chacham, you have charoti, you feel bad you made it, so the chacham makes it as if it was a mistake when you first made it, it was like a neder betoys, and if you did something by mistake, therefore it's not chal. So that's good by regular Nedarim. But if Beishamai holds that by Hegdish, even though you matish something betoyis by mistake, still it's Chal, so then once you matish something, you can't be matter it. You can't take off this Kedusha. Because all the Chacham could do is to make it as if it was a mistake at the beginning. But if you hold, if you matish something by mistake, still it's Chal, then you can't be Shol. So that's the Kashna according to Beishamai, there's no Shaila of Hegdish. If there's no Shaila of Hegdish, so what's this Roshan of Zereshova of Rosh Yamatis by the Pasha of Shkut Echutz? There should be nothing special about a Rosh Yamatis. And this thing Marin says, Enochanami, Beishamai, less look Zereshova. Enochanami, Beishamai does not hold for this Zereshova. There's no purpose for the Zereshova according to Beishamai. Now the Gran says, the Beishamai le muk milol Zereshova. He doesn't use it for Zereshova. Certainly, according to Beis Hillel, who will make this Gzeres Shavu. Now the Gemara says, Zeha Dover Pashas Nadorim Lamaik Siv. Why does it say in the Pashas of Nadorim Zeha Dover? That's like we had before, Lamaik Siv. Loima to teach us that Chacham Matir, V'yein Baal Matir, like we had before. It says Zeha Dover in the Pashas of Nadorim to teach us this is the way you Badafka have to say it, that a Chacham has to say Mutalacha. And a Baal cannot say Mutalacha. And the opposite, the Baal Mefer, V'yein Chocha Mefer. When a Baal wants to be Matar, his wife's Nadorim, he has to say Muflacha, Muflacha. But a Chocham cannot be Mefer. Now this is Pshat according to Beishamai. Beishamai does not make a Gzeres Shava. So each one, Zehad Dover, needed for its own Pasha. It's not like extra. Zehad Dover by Nadorim, we need for this Rosha to teach us that the way a chacham is matter, his loshin, and a baal is matter, his loshin. So Rani asks, if so, like the chitaymu le beis tilu de mukmal le gzeir shava minolahu, I according to beis tilu was saying zehadover is gzeir shava to learn out shchute chutz for nedarim. So if so, how do we know by nedarim these things that a chacham has to say his loshin and a husband has to say his loshin? So Rani says, ikul meima dimenei nami yafilo. You could hear both things. Then he did Zehadover in Nadorim loy mufna. True. The word Zehadorim in the Parsha of Nadorim is not extra. In the Parsha of Nadorim, we need the word Zehadover to teach us these things. Zehadover is needed. That the Chacham has to say Mat Mutalacha, and the husband has to say Mufalacha. They're not extra. But when it says the word Zehadover in the Pasha of Shchut Echutz, there it's extra. So therefore, Evelin Mufna mitzad echad lumeidim. So according to Beishama, we hear both halachas. The Zehadover of the Dorm is needed for itself, but the Zehadover by Shchut Echutz is extra. So we use it for example, Shavu, you learn out the halachas one from the other. Now the Gemara goes back again, but according to Beis Shammai, that there's no Gzeir Shava, that means you need both for its own pashas. So we just said Zehadova by Nadarim is good. But Zehadova b'shchut echutz l'maiksiv, how come it says the word Zehadova b'shchut echutz? Like what's special about Zehadova that has to say the word Zehadova? Because according to Beis Hillel, it's not Shavu, Zehadova is extra. And it's there for the Gzeir Shava to say that you could be Matir, you could be Shol on a Han Hegdish, and therefore you could use a Chochem Mumcha. According to Beis Shammai, that doesn't use the Gzeir Shava, so why does the Torah say the word Zehadova by Shchut Echutz? So Gemara says, Loima to teach us, Ala Shchita Chayiv, V'yein Chayiv Ala Mulika. The Yaveir of Shchut Echutz, Zehadova means only what it says here. It means only if you take an animal and shecht it outside the Beis Hamikdash, that's the slav of Shchut Echutz. But if you take a bird and you make a malika outside the Beis Hamikdash, that's not the Yisr of Shchut Echutz. Even though you're not supposed to do it, but that's not the Yisr of Shchut Echutz. That's what the Torah says, Zehadover. Only what it says clearly in the Pasha, to make a shchiter outside, that's what the Aver is. But a malika is not awesome. The Ran says, Loimar ala shchitu chayiv. Now we'll Beis Hillel. So Chur Tzakash, that is Beis Hillel know this. According to Beis Hillel, you don't need Zehadover for that. Then he learns that's what it says in the Pasha itself. It says the word Zehadover, it says the word Shayishchat, so you know only Yeshchit is the Avera and not the Malika. According to Beis Shammai, there's no Gzeir Shov is Zehadover, but we need each one Zehadover for the Dorm to teach us. The Lishonis that a Chacham has to use and the husband has to use, and Zehadova Bashchut Echutz is to teach us only for Shchita Yichai Bachutz and not for Malika. Now the Moras Tekashu, so El Lebeis Shammai, Lahach Shegimul Had Yotis Minolon. If so, now if there's no Gzeir Shavo, if so in the Pasha of Nedorim, it only says Rosh HaMatis, which would be Mata, you have to have a Chacham Mumcha to be Mata Nedorim. So according to Beis Shammai, how do we know that even three regular people could also be Matan Adorim? It's Bishleim, according to Beis Hillel, we have the Gzeir Shavu. Zehadover, Zehadover. It says by Shchut Echutz, Kol B'nei Yisrael. So just like over there it applies to everybody, Nadorim also applies to everybody. But according to Beis Shammai, that does not make this Gzeir Shavu. So according to Beis Shammai, how does he know by Nadorim, a regular three people could be Matan Adorim? In the Pasha of Nedorim itself, it only says, Rosh HaMatos, which would be Mashma, you have to have Dafka Chocha Mumcha, but not three regular people. That's the Gemara's Kash, Elul Beis Shammai. Lahach Shegimel Had Yetis Minolon, how do we know it? The Gemara says, Navkalu, we learn it out, Mid Rabasi Reb Nosson. Learn it out from Rabasi Reb Nosson. The Yassir of the Postik says, Vayedabe Moshe Es Mayada Yashem Abnei Yisrael. This is the Pasha Nemo, the Pasha of Mayadis of Yom Tovim. So it says, the Dabi Moshe is Mayadi Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. So it says like this. For your time, you've learned like this. Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer, Mayadi Nemru, for Lo Nemru Shabbos Bereshis Yimoyim. The Pasha only talks about Yom Tovim, but it does not talk about Shabbos, it's not talking about Shabbos. We'll soon see what it means to say why Shabbos is not included here. Then Azai Aimer, Moyadai Nemru, Voloy Nemer Pasha Nedorim. It talks about Ma'adim, it talks about the Pasha of Yom Tovim here, but not about the Pasha of Nedorim. Voloy Nemer Pasha is Nedorim Mohim. The Pasha of Nedorim is not said over here. We'll soon see again what this means, what does it mean to say that Nedorim is not said in this Pasha of Yom Tovim. Now, Rabasi Bar Nosin Kashale. He has the Kashale, he has the question. Homas Nisin. He had a kasha on this mishnah, on this price here. Also, Nadoi came to Nadoi, lekayim the rosheshes in front of rosheshes, but Yashkechei didn't find him. Also, Abasra leMechuzah, so he went to the town Mechuzah to try and find rosheshes. And normally, he said to him like this: the pasuk says, "Moyada Yashem Nemru, v'lo Nemru Shabbos Bereshis Yimoyim." That's what they wanted to say before, that in this pasha it only says the pasha of Yom Tovim, but it does not say the pasha of Shabbos by them. For the Miyas Akash, it says clearly, Shabbos Yimoyim, the Pesukim don't talk about Shabbos. It says Shabbos with them. Rashi Duran says, the Beseder Emor al Kahan and Siv, Shabbos, Umuadis, Vosarochi, Bechoda Pashosa. It's right after the Pasha of Shabbos, it starts talking about Muadi Hashem. So how could you just say that this Pasha of Muadim only talk about Muadim and not about Shabbos? He has to know in the same Pasha, one after another, first it starts off talking about Shabbos, and then it talks about Yom Tovim. So what do you mean to say that doesn't say Shabbos here? Pesu, another question I have asked, that you say, Moedei Hashem Nemru, the Pasuk only talks about Yom Tovim, Vulei Nemru, Pashas Nedorim Imoim, and it doesn't talk about the Pasha Nedorim with it, for Misitroi Ksiva. So Rand says, Misitroi Ksiva means Pashas Nedorim Ksiva Piktsei Pashas Moedis, at the corner. Misitroi means Lashon at the corner, right at the end. It's right there. So Rashi says, means Bitsad Oisia Pasha de Pinchas, Ksiva Pasha Nedorim, right next to the Pasha of Kabonis. Or the Pasha of Yom Tov and the Pasha of Pinchas, the next Pasha right away talks about Nedarim. Rabbi Granel says, the Beseid, the Pinchas, Ksiv, Kulu, Meadois. O Bos, Rochi, Barashi, Amatis, Pasha of Nedarim. So if you're talking Shokotsoi, that's right after the Pasha of Pinchas, that's the end of Pinchas, all talking about the Yom Tovim, and the next Sedra right after Pinchas is Matos, that talks about Nedarim. So what do you mean to say that it says Nedarim, Parshas of Moadim, and it doesn't say the Pasha of Yom Tovim, of Nedarim right away? Both are set together. You have Shabbos with the Pasha of Nedarim, with the Pasha of Moadim, and you have Nedarim right after the Pasha of Moadim. So what do you mean to say that it doesn't say together? So this, he answered back like this, Om Allah Hachikatoni. This is what he meant to answer. He meant to say like